Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, only China and Russia can stop Iran war. By Christian K. Caruso on June 17, 2025. Socialist dictator of Venezuela Nicolas Maduro on Monday evening claimed that only Chinese communist dictator Xi Jinping and Russian strongman Vladimir Putin are capable of ending the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Only an honorable leadership like that of President Vladimir Putin and President Xi Jinping could recompose this situation, could bring it to a state of ceasefire, of negotiations and dignified agreement, as well as lasting peace, Maduro said during the latest broadcast of his weekly television show with Maduro Plus. Maduro did not clarify if he included himself among those with honorable leadership to mediate the situation. Maduro, who has led Venezuela's notoriously anti-Israel socialist regime since 2013, is one of Iran's top allies in the region and also maintains close ties with China and Russia. In recent years, the Maduro regime has increased its dependence on Iranian aid to help offset the consequences of the collapse of socialism in Venezuela, which, in turn, has allowed the Islamic regime to further spread its influence in Venezuela. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakir Ghalibaf traveled to Caracas this month and called to deepen the ties between both regimes to neutralize enemy plans. The Venezuelan dictator was among the first to condemn Israel last week after the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, launched a series of airstrikes against Iran's nuclear and missile infrastructure. Maduro doubled down on his condemnation of Israel over the weekend, accusing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of being the Hitler of the 21st century and questioning Netanyahu's Jewish heritage, claiming that, unlike Netanyahu, authentic Jewish blood runs through his veins. According to Maduro, Israel's actions against Iran are part of a Western-backed plan in the Middle East comparable to the actions carried out in the past by Adolf Hitler across Europe. Maduro questioned if European heads of state such as French President Emmanuel Macron, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz are capable of resolving the conflict, predicting Netanyahu would turn his back on all of them. It was London and Paris who encouraged, armed, and pushed Hitler to war until Hitler himself turned on them. Benjamin Netanyahu will sooner rather than later turn his back on all of them, Maduro said. The socialist dictator reiterated his support for the Islamic regime during the broadcast and said that Iran has the right to self-defense through unilateral actions such as closing the Strait of Hormuz if necessary. Iran in self-defense could escalate a plan in the function of guaranteeing the rights of their country. That's what happens with wars, you know how they start, but you don't know when they end. Only those who pointed weapons against Iran are responsible for stopping this war, Maduro said. Maduro, after expressing his support of the Palestinian people, the Lebanese people, the people of Yemen, the people of Syria, and the beautiful people of the Republic of Iran, further asserted that all Arab countries should unite. This time, there will be justice and peace for the peoples. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is also an honorable man. He also has a fundamental role for peace processes and rapprochements. The Muslim territory is decisive at this juncture, Maduro claimed. Neither Iran nor Turkey are Arab countries. Maduro did not clarify this in his statements. Maduro's claims that only Xi and Putin are capable of resolving the Israeli-Iranian conflict echo recent claims made by failed Democrat vice presidential candidate and pro-China leftist governor of Minnesota Tim Walz. Walz asserted last week that the Chinese communist regime holds the moral authority and may intercede to negotiate between Israel and Iran. Now, who is the voice in the world that can negotiate some type of agreement in this? Who holds the moral authority? Who holds the ability to do that? Walz mused. Now I ask who that is. And, I mean, consistently over and over again we're gonna have to face the reality, it might be the Chinese. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.